Joined now by Mayor Erica's wife. Well, good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Oops, hang on. Let's actually turn on all the microphones. Try that again.
That's better. Good
yeah.
morning,
Good
Rich.
Morning, Erica. And three folks from KRLX Radio at Carlton. Good morning, everybody. Mayor's Weifel, you, I hope most people know you actually have a day job.
Yes, I do have a day job, but I still get that question.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you work over at Carlton.
I do.
And you have some connection with KRLX. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I do. I've been listening for years. Really enjoy the student-led, student-produced radio content. So have enjoyed the shows over the years. And my son was a DJ when he was there. And some of the two of the students that work for me are... Or maybe more. I don't know. Are there more Tripsy fellows that do radio shows? I don't know. At least two of them do, and they're here today.
Yep.
And they brought station manager along with them. So
fantastic.
I ran into them after doing one of our regular shows and told them what I was up to that morning. And that's when I found out they were DJs and decided to invite them along. So radio personality could meet radio personality.
Fantastic. I'm honored to meet celebrities. This is really exciting. So, okay, I'm going to actually have, Mayor, I'm going to have you swing this around via the microphone. And we're going to do something that they tell you never to do in radio for obvious reasons. And that is one radio station is going to promote a different radio station. I'm going to have the three of you introduce yourself. Henry, what's your last name?
Yeah, I'm Henry Burkhart.
Henry Burkhart, and you are the KRLX.
I'm co-station manager right
okay.
now, technically. So
okay.
There's one more of me.
All right, Alyssa.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Alvarez, and I just have a radio show with my friend Namitha here.
And yeah. Namitha?
I'm Namitha Narayan, and I'm also a student DJ, and I've had a radio show with Alyssa for the last couple of years.
Fantastic. All right, so if I were to ask about the history of KRLX, Henry, would you be able to answer, or any of you, would you guys be able to answer, like, how long has KRLX been around?
Yeah, high level, yes. We celebrated our 75th anniversary.
Wow.
I believe it was last year or the year before.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah, I know way back in the day, they put some professors put like an antenna on top of Willis Hall.
Right.
And just kind of started broadcasting. And I think at some point it had to become more official and regulated. So.
Yeah, the FCC gets persnickety about that after
exactly.
a while. Yeah. But you guys, your signal is strong enough to cover Northfield.
Yeah.
Because I have listened to KRLX from time to time myself. It's especially when I'm looking for like really new music that I would never otherwise hear.
Yeah.
It's a good place to go. Alyssa and Namitha, tell us a little bit about, before we get into your radio show, how did you get involved with KRLX and why did you want to be on the radio?
Do you want to take this
one? Namitha, you can adjust that a little bit if it makes it easy. You could even pull it down a little or just tip it down. There you go. All right.
Well, Alyssa and I feel like KRLX is a pretty big part of the Carlton appeal. Like, I feel like a lot of people know about it and do it. And we were at the club fair and we saw it and we were like, hey, let's get involved. This could be like a super fun activity to do. We actually did PEPS together freshman year, which is like student media technology stuff.
Okay.
And then we got like the rite of passage, like terrible time slot.
two years in a row.
Two in the morning,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. Yep. And I think it really allowed us to bond and made our friendship a lot stronger.
That's great.
Because we lived down the hall at the time, so we would just knock on each other's doors in like the middle of the night and then walk on over to the studio. And it's been really fun.
Cool. Alyssa, tell us about your show.
Well, it resets like every term, so it's like a new show each term.
What have you done in the past then, and what are you doing now?
Well, our original idea was actually called Talking to Your Mom, and we were going to call our friends' moms and have them on air.
That's brilliant.
It's a great idea. Kind of hard in execution at 4 in the morning on a Sunday.
Yes, yes.
So that actually did not happen, and it turned into our like 3 a.m. ramblings at night.
That'll happen.
Because of the time slot, that kind of continued for most of the shows. So not too much of a theme going on, kind of whatever we're feeling that day.
Okay. All right. So what are you doing these days? Just rambling at 3 a.m. still?
Well, this year our radio show is called Committing to the Bit.
Okay.
And I think we thought it'd be a fun idea to sort of have a radio show about, because it seems to be really funny when a joke continues to go on and on to like absurd levels, and you just have to like
keep rolling
with it. And I think there's always examples of like bits that we've done, or it just.
Is there anything you can share with the rest of the class?
You'll have to tune in at 3 a.m.
Oh my goodness! Oh, wow.
Promotion.
It's proprietary.
I'm getting paid to say that.
All right, Henry. For the first question is, why do you make these guys go on the radio at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Great
why,
question.
Why haven't you given them a better slot?
You know, I wondered that myself too when I had a 2 a.m. show.
Oh.
But the fact is, I think we're. I don't want to misquote this. We might be the biggest student club, because we have about like 150 to 200. People that want to be DJs every term.
Yeah.
And so in order to give everyone a show on air, we end up just broadcasting 24/7. Yeah. And miraculously, people will go on the air in the wee hours of the morning.
Is every show about an hour, or are they
every show's about an hour? We might stretch it a little bit if we don't have enough people, but
you have every slot filled.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
which is crazy. And yeah, we've at times thought about moving towards, doing auto DJs during the night.
Mm-hmm.
But it just becomes a trade-off between, you know, selecting shows or giving everyone a show.
Right. Well, I mean, if you've got the people to do it, why would you want to auto-DJ anything?
Yeah, it was funny last year. We all, three of us lived in the same house together, and these two it was your show at like 2 a.m. and my phone number is in the studio. So if someone doesn't show up to their show on time, I get a phone call.
Oh, okay.
I was waiting for the night when I would get a phone call. And I could run to your room and knock on the door.
It never happened. You were always on time.
Well, of course you were. It was fun to do the radio.
You love the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
How could we not?
Exactly. So, Henry, tell us about your involvement with KRLX. How'd you get involved, and how do you become the station manager as a junior at Carleton?
Yeah, well, I started off as a freshman as a DJ, and then there was an opening on the board for an IT engineer, and mm-hmm. I kind of knew how to do that stuff, but I played the long game, and I started as the IT engineer.
Nice.
And then I switched my second year to be the music magazine editor, so we have like a music zine, and we record student music a little bit.
Oh, cool.
Which is kind of folded into KRLX.
My music has been recorded.
Yes, your music has been recorded.
You're a musician. Yeah. Oh, we're going to come back to that in a second, then. All right.
And then, yeah, we have a board of people who really are interested in KRLX, interested in volunteering their time, and then all of those people get to elect one of themselves, or in this year, two of themselves to be station manager.
All right. Are you running for station manager again next year?
Technically, I'm just like, the way we do it is I'll be station manager until winter of next year. And then at that point, I'm in my senior spring. And so.
Gotcha. Yeah. Nobody wants
I'm checked
to.
Out.
Nobody, nobody wants to be in charge of anything at that point, right? That's fantastic. Do you do a show still?
Yes. Yeah. I've had a show every term. It's just, I have it with two of my friends, and we mostly talk about new music.
Yeah.
We did like a Shark Week thing kind of one time, but we did it for like a month and we just kind of talked about sharks, but I think that's probably the most themed show that I've done.
I love that. That's the beauty of college radio.
Yeah, exactly.
You just never know what you're going to get. That's great. Well, Namitha, okay. So have you taken the opportunity of a live microphone to sit and play your music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. KRLX has a really cool thing going called Live at the Record Live, mm-hmm. which sort of mirrors like an NPR Tiny Desk type of thing.
I love that.
Yeah. And I'm in like a little bit of a band. Oh. Very not officially, but
a collective.
Me and my friends that like to jam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Project.
And we're called Persimmon.
Okay.
And we do a fusion of like South Asian like classical music and then like Western music.
Awesome.
Because I'm trained in like South Asian Carnatic music vocally.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a friend that can play some guitar.
Okay.
I have a friend that had some flute training, and then another friend who plays an Indian percussion instrument.
Nice.
And so we got together and we did the live at, and like super nice because you can also invite all your friends to come listen to you if they want to see you in real life, not just tune in. And then the thing Henry was talking about was NoFi, right? Is that, and that's Carolex related?
Short for No Fidelity.
No Fidelity.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that is, so NoFi can release student music on Spotify.
Oh.
And so we recorded a few of our songs for that. And so you can, if you look it up, you can listen to that.
So you sing?
Yes.
And do you play an instrument as well, or is your voice your instrument?
My voice is my primary instrument, but I do also play the piano.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Cool. All right. Alyssa, what is your major?
I'm a statistics major.
You're a stats, you're a stats major at Carleton.
Yes.
You might be the smartest person that's ever walked into this room.
I don't know if that's true.
Do you love radio enough to think maybe you want to do something like that outside of Carleton, or what are you doing?
If there's an opportunity, I would totally jump to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. When I saw Erica at Little Joy and she told us about possibly being on KYMN, there was no hesitance.
I love that. I just love that. I have wanted to, I took over about a year ago, and one of the things I wanted to do, this Henry, this is why you and I have to talk. Yeah. I have wanted to get KRLX and KSTO actually involved a little bit down here. I'd love to talk to you guys about maybe doing a late night once a week college takeover kind of a thing. And so especially since you guys run the same software and a lot of the same equipment that we do, I think this board has got to look relatively familiar to you too. Yeah. So I think this could be really fun, and I'm hoping to get something going here next fall.
Yeah.
That'd be sooner. So all right. What else do we need? What's the signal? What's your frequency?
Yeah, 88.1 FM or KRLX.org.
Okay.
Stream online.
All the way to the left of the dial, like all good independent radio stations.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And 24/7. Is it all students? Are there professors or anybody who?
Yeah. We have professors who do shows. We have language departments that do shows in their language. So I know we have a French show on the air right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Everyone. What's the weirdest show on KRLX right now?
Oh gosh. Right now might be tough. I'm trying to think about the weirdest of all time.
Don't tell me it's Commitment to the Bit either.
Surely not.
I'm not at liberty to say. But I'll say there was one show. This is more just funny that their show was calling other college radio shows live on air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and just kind of talking to them, which is funny because when you're in the studio, you never expect to be getting a call from another radio station.
You don't expect to get a phone call.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. All right. Namitha, Alyssa, Henry, and Mayor's Weifel, thank you all for being here today, and I look forward to continuing this conversation. Yeah. All right.
Thanks, man.